While Hattie was discovering the fear trap that had failed, that Harry Hart had set for her, Harry himself was out in the field gathering acorns and walnuts, stuffing his pockets, even his underwear, with them to feast upon for later. He was not expecting Hattie for another 3 hours or so, and he had chores to do that he was still neglecting. Hattie had no idea how such a con man and low-level wizard could have acquired the goods that she had stolen from him. No doubt he had taken it from a much more powerful
force to be reckoned with.
She chuckled with thoughts of him being strangled out by some man in a black robe and glowing green eyes or something. Among the magical objects she had stolen was a vial, mostly empty, of a gray, white, shining crystal substance labeled life powder. It takes about 75 years of training with a high-level wizard to learn how to make life powder, and one dose can take up to 2, maybe even 3 babies worth of fat. Boiled down, add the rare herbs in the blood. And she now had it in her hands. But was it real? Could it be real? Could any of these artifacts be real? Looks like about 4 doses worth of the stuff. She decides to flip the script on old Harry Hart. Little bastard. She's going to animate and bring to life that jack-o'-lantern creature he has made. See if she can make him shit his pants. Then she's gonna beat the fuck out of him. Probably kill him, motherfucker. The potent-looking crystals of the strangely minty, piney smell. The other end of the tube, she sticks up the triangular nose. Hattie lights a cigarette while watching the process. So, she gets a crystal tube from her witch's bag. Semi-transparent green and red crystal from a cave. It has a little chamber to hold powder at one end. And she dials in a dose snout of the pumpkin and she blows. There's a trembling sound like a sick flute as all the powder rails into the pumpkin's head and swirls around, resting, settling, and dissolving into the tissues there. Hoping, almost against hope, that this is gonna work. She's heard of the damage you can do. You can make living weapons of this stuff. You can bring the dead back to life. That can make her rich. And yes, slowly the pumpkin's orange head was changing hue. It seemed to be obtaining a flush, like a living person. And then there began slight tremblings throughout it. Swellings, the chest heaving up and down, with the Walmart sacks for lungs. Patty cackled and cackled and laughed and laughed.
It's alive! Alive! He is alive!
Jack Pumpkin suddenly clasped his gloved hay hands over his mushroom ears and said,
"Damn it, that's too loud! You're loud, woman!"